whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Royal Oak residents want to rename Campbell Road.
Well, at least one business owner that has a business on Campbell Road
wants
has
to name it Dan Campbell Road.
Right. Yes. He wants to be able to, the return address, he wants to put Dan Campbell.
Yes.
And I'll speak for all Royal Oak residents. As a Royal Oak resident, they should do it. But when I say it, you make a face even today and you go, slow down.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Let's win something first.
What do you mean win something? Won back-to-back division titles.
That's
He's
great.
The greatest coach in Lions history.
Don't make me go Gutenhost on you.
He's brought this positive energy and impact to the community.
Sure, it's been great.
Why not have a road?
And you think they have to wait until they win a Super Bowl
a
to
Super
name
Bowl.
Roads?
Yeah.
But this isn't like a main road, right? This isn't like they're renaming Woodward or a major mile road like, 9 mile or 10 mile or something.
Those have already been named three times.
And as far as I know,
Maple.
Welcome Campbell, who the road's named after, never bit a single kneecap. So as far as
exactly.
I'm concerned, this is long overdue.
It has nothing to do with Welcome Campbell. I don't know him or any of his family. I just think that if you're going to rename a road and you're going to do something to that level, then win a Super Bowl.
Which was a popular response online. So we throw it out to you guys. Are we already at the point where we can start naming things after Dan Campbell?
It's a road, and not even a main road. It's a small road,
and it's already named Campbell.
Right.
Just small,
throw the
small
Dan
road,
in front of it.
Then win a Super Bowl, and then go for a big road.
Sure. Okay. Then get the little road first, and then win the Super Bowl. Maybe a huge road.
Yeah, but
you're worried, John. We're gonna have too many Dan Campbell Aves and drives and boulevards.
No, you start going with nicknames. And then things get really interesting. So I guess if you're going to do it now, then go with a nickname so that when the real name is used, it's used for the appropriate situation in the appropriate location.
Does Dan have a nickname?
I don't
MCDC?
Know. MCDC. Come up with any nickname you want.
Daddy Dan Campbell
oh,
Road.
No.
I don't think we're going to do that.
Way.
A wheelbarrow way. 248-539-9797. When you hear the story of at least one Royal Oak business person and me, one Royal Oak resident, that says, yeah, we can do it already. This isn't a major road, and he's made a major impact.
There's only one, and they brought it up on Twitch. You cannot rename it. It can never, ever, ever be renamed. It's the one exit, and it's the one road.
Big Beaver.
Exit 69. You cannot mess with that one.
Okay.
That one's off the table.
248-539-9797. Texter says, I live on Stafford Drive. Can we petition to change it to Goff Way?
Fine with that.
It opens a fun can of worms.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to get stuff named after them?
Because you get a road, and you get a road,
right,
and you
exactly,
get a road.
Yeah, yeah. Win the Super Bowl, and then let's have the conversation.
The Brad Holmes Highway. It's no longer 696. It's the Brad Holmes Highway.
Sorry, Walter P. Reuther.
yeah. Who's that guy?
Ticket Texter says Jansen's right with this naming of roads and things. They've got to win the big one before we start renaming everything. That's Jeff out in Petoskey.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Mark on a cell. Mark, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, I just think it's only a 4 mile road from 10 mile to 14 mile road. I think absolutely they should rename it Dan Campbell Road. I live in Lincoln and Campbell, which is 10 and a half mile road. Go ahead, rename it. Absolutely.
I understand it. I just think, hey, shouldn't he actually win a Super Bowl for this to happen?
No, that's coming way, way later. Then we got other names on the team that we're going to rename roads. And I'm with you. Big Beaver is off the table.
Yeah. I mean, you could have a crossroads, like Big Beaver at the intersection of Big Beaver and Wheelbarrow Way.
Right. But, yeah, no. Exit 69 has been Exit 69 Big Beaver since I moved to Rochester Hills in, 1972. And that's a landmark.
Yep. I agree. Don't touch – well, I don't say don't touch that one, just – Don't rename it.
I love Wheelbarrow Way. I do. Do you see on Christmas he was wearing sweaters with his family, Dan Campbell?
Oh yeah,
and it was referenced to the big balls.
Yeah, it was his wife that had, you know, ordered those shirts.
I got two game balls.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. This one says Campbell Road is absolutely a major road. I used to live a block away. It's one of the main north and south arteries through town. But having said that, I'm all for it. Slap a Dan on the front of it. He's earned it.
Has he earned it? I mean, we all are loving the fact that the Lions are not only relevant, not only competent, but they're dominant. I get that. Finish the deal, and then let's talk about which road.
This is a football town first and foremost. They just had the greatest regular season in Lions franchise history. They've won back-to-back division titles. They've won playoff games, plural, stuff that hasn't happened in a generation.
Okay, talk about this for a second, yeah. As we have been.
Okay.
Let's just say that this goes through, and on February 1, they rename it Dan Campbell Road. And then in the Super Bowl, he does a Dan Campbell thing, and people don't like the fact that he went for it on a certain fourth down or whatever. Now, all of a sudden, they lose the Super Bowl, and people are blaming him for it. What happens to the road? Let's just win!
Texter says, if we name a road after Dan, people are going to steal those signs constantly.
So true. That is
probably
so true.
Yeah.
Could you imagine renaming the road and then losing the divisional round? Got to get the job done first. Then we can crown as whatever you want after him.
Yep. I agree. I mean, how come we don't have any roads named after Wayne Fontes?
And someone says we don't have a Scotty Bowman Avenue or a Jim Leland Avenue, so there's no reason to have a Dan Campbell Road yet.
Yeah.
By those standards, just positive and winning divisions, where's Rick Carlisle's Road?
Or Brad Ausmus. He won a division.
It's not the same thing. And you know it's not the same thing.
Win the big one, and then let's have this conversation.
They should change 15-mile road to 15 and 2-mile road for now, and then make adjustments when they win something more.
Well done. Our texters are great.
Another ticket texter with their thoughts says, how about St. Brownstown? Eric and Celine.
There you go. Yeah.
If they win the Super Bowl, they can rename the city to Campbell, Michigan, for all I care. Patrick on the text.
Yeah, blow the top off. Let's go. But win it.
But win it.
I think Dan would tell you the same thing.
Oh, I'm sure he would. We got to finish the deal.
Yeah. But then it goes to, like, we talked about the gold medal, the silver medal, the bronze medal yesterday. Is Dan the only one that gets one? How about Brad Holmes? How about Sheila Hemp Ford?
I mean, her name is on
Ford.
The building.
There's a lot of things Ford, but...
Yeah. I guess my point is I feel like he's done a lot already, too. Whether he wins a Super Bowl or not...
He certainly has. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Right.
He hasn't attained the ultimate goal.
He hasn't attained name a street after you status.
Right, because...
I mean, it's
Super Bowl or bust. Like, you're kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth right now, where it's Super Bowl or bust, it's Super Bowl or failure.
That's for this season. I don't think Dan Campbell's a failure.
No, I'm not saying that, but it's ultimately, what are you going to be remembered for? We don't know if Dan Campbell is ever going to win a Super Bowl. I think it will be this year. I'm not willing to name a road after him until after he does. You don't get a trophy before you win.
You think it's a trophy? Naming a road that runs a few miles in a suburb is a trophy.
Yeah, it's a trophy. It's a monument.
If Dan Campbell leads the Lions to a Super Bowl championship, they should name the airport after him.
Yeah.
Highest compliment.
Mm-hmm.
That's like reserved for presidents.
I was going to say, right. I mean, what is the highest honor?
Does he get a library too?
Library, airport, statue.
The Dan Campbell Library. What's the most reserved book in that library? That's the next question. But to my point, you are remembered for your accomplishments. And he's had a lot of accomplishments in just simply 4 years here. But if you win a Super Bowl, no one's going to forget Dan Campbell's name at certainly any time in our generation and probably for generations to come. He will always be known for the guy that brought the Super Bowl to Detroit, Super Bowl championship.
Okay, if it's about being remembered and being memorable, Welcome Campbell is who this road is named after, who was alive in like the 1850s, like 200 years ago. And as far as I could find, not quite, but nearly 200 years ago, there's no evidence of him eating a single kneecap. So, I mean, like, what is he known for? I was reading up on it.
He owned a lot of land. Property. Yes.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, so I'm with John on this. I do think you have to win a Super Bowl where you can consider these things. But once you win the Super Bowl, where does it stop?
Well, you get a
because
road.
Of because so many people deserve credit. I mean,
sure.
Even Matt Patricia, like a few weeks ago when he told us that he deserved credit.
Yes, that's a dead end road. Whatever the dead end road, most where all the dumpsters line up, that's where you put this is Matt Patricia Lane.
Now, where would you stand on a kicker getting something out of this?
Jake Bates?
Yeah, like Bates Garage or something.
Hits a big kick and
Bates Burgers.
Games.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Jake Bates Burgers.
Yeah,
yeah, I just gave you guys, I just gave them a home run. They should just do it now.
Yeah, I don't know. We can get a little creative with that one.
Ticket Texter says they named a city after me. Signed, Ken Holland.
Yes.
This one says, agreed with John, it's a bit premature. Wait all of 3 or 4 weeks here.
Yeah,
we'll know.
All you got to do is wait a month.
Yeah. Texter says, where's Chuck Daly Road at? And then one says, stop praising Barry Sanders. He never won a Super Bowl. Signed, Loudmouth Michigan John.
Did I say Barry Sanders?
His point is, if we can't praise Campbell until he wins a Super Bowl, why do we praise Barry Sanders? Never won a Super Bowl. Calvin never won a Super Bowl either.
Well, is there a Barry Sanders Road?
Something's got to be named after Barry somewhere, right?
Well, he does have a statue.
Yes. The ultimate
monument.
Other than an airport or a library. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797.
We got a ticket. Texas one just came in. The Gulf of Dan Campbell.
There it is.
Yes. I knew you would love that.
One of the Great Lakes. There you go.
Which lake does he
get? Hey, Lake St. Clair. It's not a Great Lake. All right.
That's right.
Yeah, but is that a diss then if he doesn't even get a Great Lake? He's a great coach. Doesn't he deserve a Great Lake? If they win the Super Bowl, which lake would you rename to Lake Campbell?
If they beat the Bills, Erie.
The battle for Lake Erie, it's at stake.
Yes.
You have
Dan Campbell Falls.
And then McDermott gets it if they win.
Right.
At extra stakes to all the heartbreak and losing.
Or it's Dan Campbell Lake and it is Buffalo Bills Falls. There you go.